This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Michael Whelan, leader of the Sexually Adventurous Men Project, manages downanddirty.org, a website which gives men the opportunity to interact and ask the questions that they have always wanted to ask in regards to different sexual practices. He uses the internet and social media to engage with them, so we asked him how he manages that.
The core of our project really is in a digital space. So while we do a lot of outreach at events, a lot of the information we disseminate is through our own website. But then there are also obviously barriers to getting that message out onto broader messaging platforms like social media. So the restrictions that, you know, Facebook or Instagram or Twitter have to some degree impede the work that we have to do. But we need to use those platforms.
But the reality of this as well is that that's where people are going and looking and conversing and talking about these things. So we have to be able to use these platforms as a way to be able to engage, to point people in the right direction and really educate them in regard to things about not just our community, but sex and information as well, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to hit people where they live, really, when you're talking about not just sexual health messaging, but any sort of media communications, advertising. You need to get into people's homes, and people's homes now are 5 inches from their face on their smartphone.
Social media creates a very interesting tool for people to then use to be able to promote their experiences or education and understanding of things. It provides a more creative way to educate, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It provides you a platform to talk to people at their level, in their language, in a receptive manner. So you can create visual or audio or video content that is specifically designed to be viewed on those platforms, and you can talk to people in language that they understand.
That's what we really need to do now with social media, and we really need to be smart and educated about, especially in relation to sex education, because the information's all out there, but we have to be so careful with how we're using it and forming it, because it can fall into the wrong hands. And by that, I'm not meaning people that that shouldn't be accessing this information, because everyone should be aware, everyone should understand what they're doing, and everyone should be able to safely get the information that they need to educate themselves however they wish. But we are finding that the information we're putting into the world is being twisted more and more, especially in relation to sex and sex education.
Yeah, generally, if you're posting anything on the internet, you're going to offend someone. You can say, I enjoyed my bread roll for lunch, and someone can get offended at that. It doesn't matter what you're posting. So you definitely have to tailor your messaging on social media to try and be as respectful to people as possible, to not, as you said, bring about those triggers, or to frame something in a way that might be misconstrued. You have to sort of think of it from 187 different angles before you end up pushing that tweet button or that send button.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.